Welcome to Podcasting for Introverts. I'm Julia Levine, aka the podcast teacher. I'm a fellow introvert, entrepreneur, and educator. If you want to start a podcast and expand your reach without social media, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Hey, hey, and welcome back. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with new podcaster Melanie Mishler. She is a manifestation teacher, energy worker, and trauma-informed somatic coach. Melanie describes herself as equal parts woo-woo, neuroscience, and strategy, and her technique brings all three together to create lasting and meaningful transformation with her clients. She recently started her podcast with a little help from this podcast, and she joins me today to talk about her journey and share how she finally turned her podcasting dreams into reality after moving it on and off the back burner for the past 10 years. Hey, Melanie, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm super excited for our conversation, and I'd love to just start by having you introduce yourself, tell everybody a little bit about who you are, what you do, and anything else that you want to share.
Perfect. I'm so happy to be here, by the way. So thank you for having me. My name's Melanie Mishler. I'm a trauma-informed somatic coach and manifestation teacher, and I work mostly with women who have had lots of success in their life. Like they have the career, the house, the family, all those things. And then oftentimes they'll hit 40 and feel like, I'm just kind of going through the motions of life. And maybe like they had a secret dream that they put on the back burner many years ago, like writing a book or creating a business or something like that, but it got buried. And so what I do is I work with them and I help them create a life that they actually want to show up for. So one with freedom, joy, and peace, and where they're going after their dreams, not what everyone else says they should be doing. So yeah, that's what I do.
Wonderful. And we're connected and you're here today because you just recently started a podcast, right?
Yes. Finally. Finally, I started my podcast.
Yeah. So let's talk about that a little bit. I know that you shared with me that podcasting was something that was on your heart for 10 years before you launched your show. It was just, I think, in February, right?
Yes.
And so I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what was holding you back during this time for 10 whole years to make this a reality.
Gosh, you keep saying that 10 years. It was a long time.
That's what you told me.
It's true. It's very true. And, you know, what it comes down to is I think it really came down to fear, like fear of so many things, of putting myself out there, of if people don't listen or people do listen and then they don't like it, like all these different things. But here's the thing is I don't think I really knew it was fear because during that time, I was very, very busy in life. I was raising my daughter and running multiple businesses. And so that was the first thing that just kept getting pushed to the back burner was my podcast. And I also didn't realize that because I am such an introvert, that was a big hurdle for me. So oftentimes, like it didn't manifest as fear. It manifested as like, I'm so busy all the time, or I need a podcast manager. That's how I met you because I thought, oh, that's just the biggest hurdle I have right now. Or I need to take more classes. And then when we met, you like so gently called me out. You're like, well, it's been going on for 10 years that you've wanted to do this. I think there's something else going on besides needing a podcast manager. And you were so right about that. So
yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad that was well received. And, you know, of course, I'm in the business of helping people start their podcasts. And this is how I make a living, sell courses and whatnot. But I just felt that you just didn't need that education. You had all the tools at your disposal. You had already taken courses and looked into the process. You had everything at your fingertips. It was just kind of getting over that last hurdle of that putting yourself out there. And so you talked about that it was fear, but you didn't necessarily know it was fear at the time. And so I think that's something that a lot of introverts particularly can relate with in my audience. I know for me in particular, this was something I dealt with before starting my podcast as well. And for me, it showed up in perfectionism. It showed up in the busyness, as you mentioned. And so if someone is kind of wrestling with the, you know, it has to be perfect before I put it out there, or I'm just too busy to podcast, or whatever their objection is, but maybe there's an underlying level of fear. You know, what are some things that people could do or reflective questions they could ask themselves to kind of self-coach and kind of get themselves to take action?
Yeah, I think perfectionism is always fear, right? It's just everything has to be perfect and it's never going to be. So I think that manifests for a lot of us, especially introverts. That's the biggest thing that holds a lot of my clients back from doing the things that they want to do, like creating art or writing a book or doing those things. So I think the biggest thing is just acknowledging that it's fear, because once we acknowledge that it is actually fear, it's not that I'm so busy, right? And by doing something like the time audit that we talked about earlier, we can find that, oh, we actually do have the time and space to go after our dreams, but there's something else that's in the way. And then once we can actually acknowledge that it's fear, then it's easier to move through. But I know for myself, all those 10 years, it wasn't showing up as fear. It was showing up as legitimate excuses, as legitimate needs to take more classes or to learn more or to do more things, right? So I think it's just getting really honest with ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's hard to do for sure. And I did just want to mention, we'll put a link to your podcast in the show notes today, but Melanie and I were chatting before we pressed record for this interview, and I was telling her how helpful a recent podcast episode of hers had been for me, where she talked about a time audit. And so if you are someone who finds yourself overly busy, you can go check out episode 8 of her podcast. It's called How to Find More Time This Week. And like I said, we'll put a link to her show in the show notes. You can go check that out. It's called the Magnetic Creator Podcast. Great, great episode. Highly recommend it. So when it comes to your journey and your situation specifically, what was kind of the tipping point for you, and kind of how did you finally get past that fear that was lurking there and finally turn your podcasting dreams into a reality?
I think for me, it was just finally actually hearing myself say 10 years. And I know for many of us, like time goes so fast. So often we put things that we want on the back burner, and I didn't realize that 10 years had gone by. So once I heard myself say that, I thought, okay, snap, it's time. Like I have no more excuses. Yeah, I think that was the biggest turning point for me.
Gotcha. And I know a lot of people have, almost every single person I come in contact with tells me that they've had a podcast on their list for 6 months, a year, 2 years. So this is not an uncommon problem. This is almost every single person I encounter has had a podcast on their list for some amount of time. 10 years, of course, is on the higher end of the spectrum. But it's a very common problem. They have this idea and then it just kind of sits there. It keeps getting shuffled aside. So I'd love to talk a little bit about, now that your podcast is live, you're doing this, you're releasing these fantastic episodes, how does this feel to you now? Now that you've kind of crossed that last hurdle and made it a reality, how does that feel for you?
I feel so much better. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. The only thing I can equate it to is if you've had to pee for a really long time and you can't find a bathroom, and then finally you find a bathroom and you sit down and you're like, oh. That might be the silliest analogy, but that's how I feel.
And I love it.
And it's funny that since I've launched in February, it hasn't been very long, but what I found with myself is that it unlocked a lot of my creativity. Like it unlocked a lot of my writing, a lot of different things for me. So I didn't realize how much I was holding up by putting that off for so many years.
Mm-hmm. That's a great revelation there. So having launched your show and having gone through this journey yourself and knowing that my audience of aspiring podcasters that are also introverts may be stuck in the same place that you were several months ago, several years ago, what words of wisdom would you share for someone out there who's feeling kind of stuck, keeps putting this project on the back burner?
I think the first one is don't wait 10 years the way I did. Like if you have, and it's funny because I remember listening to one of your episodes. I listened to all your episodes multiple times before I launched, and it really helped me get clarity. But one of your episodes, it was, I don't remember the guest's name, but she was talking about how it was on her heart for 9 months and she was putting it off for 9 months. And that's when I realized, okay, it was 9 months for her. It was 10 years for me, but the time's up. So yeah, if you have people who have been putting it off for 2 years, that's long enough. And I think the biggest thing is really looking at what is holding you back. And for us, for as introverts, it's such a big hurdle. And just acknowledging that being an introvert produces its own unique challenges to podcasting, to putting yourself out there. And that's okay. But as long as you look at them, or as soon as you look at them, it makes it a little bit easier. And one of the things that I did, like I said, I listened to all your podcast episodes and I had to change. I really had to shift my expectations for myself. So whereas one of the things that kept holding me back was, oh, I have to do all these things for the successful launch. Like I thought I had to do, you know, so many things to have a successful launch and have all these people listening. And then I realized for myself, okay, a successful launch after waiting 10 years, it's literally just pressing publish and having these episodes published. That was success for me. And then the other thing is knowing, like once I was able to approach podcasting as an introvert, like once I totally embraced that, I was able to shift the way that I record episodes. And so what I did is instead of thinking that I'm podcasting out to the world, I just imagine that I'm talking to one person. And you'll hear that in my episodes. I always say, hi, friend, not hi, everybody. And before I record, I always just ask myself, can this episode help one person? Just one. And it helps me to keep my content really intimate because I like to have intimate conversations with people. And as an introvert, I'm comfortable having an intimate conversation, but I'm not comfortable having a conversation with the entire universe. So that has really helped. And then the last thing that really helped, and this was something, a suggestion you had made in one of your episodes, was to script. And so when I had started before, I was just kind of pressing record, and then I started to loosely script and kind of outline my episodes, and that really, really helped me to kind of consolidate and keep my content really brief and short.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Thank you for sharing all of those tips. I love the mindset shift of you're just talking to one person. And I even suggest that to my clients and students of when you're speaking in your podcast, say you, not you all or everybody. You know, you're talking to one specific person. And I try and practice what I preach. I think I do a pretty good job in my solo episodes. When I talk in an interview, I feel like it's a different perspective, and I slip into talking about all the listeners and everybody and that kind of thing. But I think that is a huge mindset shift. And also, one thing I hear from most podcasters is that they want to start a podcast to help people. And so when they get caught up and I am talking them, coaching them through some of this mindset stuff, I'm asking them, you know, would it be worth it? Would it be a success if their podcast helped just one person? And everybody always says yes. And so just that mindset shift is so valuable. And then the scripting is something I had a lot of resistance to personally, because it takes me a long time to put together a script, and being busy and having so many other things on the plate, it's one of those things that like, oh, do I really need to take my precious time and spend it on writing a script? Can I just turn on the microphone and just talk? And so I have tried that. It doesn't go very well.
It never does.
And I think as introverts, you know, we're so introspective and we're so, I feel like the what if chatter in our minds is louder than it may be for other facets of the population. Not to say that extroverts don't have those what if fears, those perfectionist tendencies. They certainly do. But in my experience working with the introvert community, it seems like it's just more prevalent to a higher level. And I think that for me personally, when I sit down and I just talk into the microphone without preparing, I finish and I'm like, oh, I rambled here. I didn't make my point. I forgot to include this information. And then I feel the need to re-record because I want to release a great product. And then it ends up taking me more time because I have to redo the whole thing. And so it took me a little bit of time to come to terms with scripting, or at the very minimum, you know, an outline for the conversation. But I really think that it's one of the things that helped me personally get over the hurdle and turn my podcast into a reality. So Melanie mentioned episode 6 of my podcast, which is about a successful launch and kind of defining that for you and some of the things you can do. And then I don't remember which number it is off the top of my head, but I also have an episode about scripting your podcast. So if you're out there listening and you haven't checked out those episodes yet, go ahead and look in the back catalog. Those might be beneficial to you as well.
Those are great episodes. And, you know, one of the things with scripting was I was thinking, oh, it's not going to be authentic if I'm scripting. It's not going to be, I don't know, just natural. And I found it's actually the opposite. What was happening is when I was recording without scripting, just like you said, I ended up rambling, or I ended up not really being cohesive, not getting my point across. So the scripting has really, really helped.
That's awesome. It's all about finding the things that work for you. Because I have some clients that are like, I will stop podcasting if I have to write a script. That is just absolute torture. And so I'm like, okay, don't write a script. Like if that works for you, then don't do it. But if it helps, then do it. And it's all about finding what works for your specific situation. So I'm so glad that you made that discovery.
Yeah, thank you. Because it wouldn't have even crossed my mind until you mentioned it in your episode.
Yeah. Oh, well, this has been such a fantastic conversation. I would love for the listener to know more about where they can connect with you, listen to your podcast, get coaching from you, all the things. Where are some places that people can go to do that? And of course, we'll put all those links in the show notes. But as people are multitasking, we'll shout them out for them as well.
Sure. You can find me on my website, which is melaniemishler.com, and it's M-I-S-H-L-E-R. And then I'm on Instagram at melanie.mishler. And then my podcast is Magnetic Creator.
Fantastic. And I just want to thank you, Melanie, for being here and just being vulnerable and sharing your story. I know that it has been inspirational to me, and I'm sure that it's going to have that effect on the listener as well. So thank you for your time. Thank you for your vulnerability and sharing all of your wisdom.
Thanks for having me. And thank you so much for your podcast, because it was a game changer for me.
Oh, thank you for the kind words. It is my pleasure. And like I said earlier, most of us podcasters just show up to help people. And so to hear you say that my podcast has helped you is invaluable. It's such great feedback. So thank you.
Thanks, Julia.
Thanks for listening. If something in this episode resonated with you and you're thinking about starting your own podcast, I have a free resource that will help you. It's called the Podcast Roadmap, 7 questions to start your journey. To grab it, just head to thepodcastteacher.com/roadmap. See you next week.